Get ready to go to a whole new world when Rubicon Theater Company kicks off the summer youth programs with Aladdin Jr. Soar to new heights on a flying carpet ride filled with romance and adventure. This magical musical will take the audience on an unforgettable journey. When the street urchin Aladdin vies for the attention of the beautiful Princess Jasmine, he uses a genie magic power to become a prince in order to marry her. Aladdin Jr. opens July 7th and runs for 5 performances through July 9th. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to www.rubicontheater.org.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of homeownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117 or visit mikeforloans.com, NMLS number 248433.
Please join us for Metal Arc Service League's 30th annual A Taste of Camarillo Wine, Brew, and Food Festival, the longest-running wine and food festival in Ventura County. Guests spend an afternoon sampling on the grounds of the historic Camarillo Ranch. Dust off your boots and enjoy country western music and dancing with live performances. There'll be a VIP Lark Saloon, wet your whistle watering hole, and shopping in the shade of 100-year-old trees. All proceeds from the Taste of Camarillo benefit local and Ventura County charities. Saturday and Sunday, July 29th and 30th. For more information, visit www.metalarcserviceleague.com.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning and welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, this is our second hour. And we are here all the way till 8 o'clock. We start at 6 o'clock. Hopefully you were in on our first show. We had some amazing guests. And of course, we have amazing guests this time too. I do want to give out our phone number. And of course, that number is 805-419-0008. We love your calls. We love to give back and we love to hear from all of you. And we have been really just getting so many calls lately. And I just I love that because we know that some of my longtime listeners are out there and I love to hear from them. And of course, all my new listeners, we love to hear from you. I always like to start our show with something uplifting, and our greatest fear should not be of failure, but of succeeding at something that doesn't really matter. And, you know, in life, we have to just keep walking, keep trying, keep going. And, you know, I can't say this enough is I feel like we all have our mountains. We all have stuff in our life, but how do we keep walking through? Because some people say everything's perfect. Trust me, there is not one person out there that all their stuff is perfect. So, know that you're not alone, and know that you can do it, and that you have your own personal mountain. And I hope that you are climbing it at your speed, and that you are giving yourself your best chance, and be kind to yourself. That's it. I mean, the relationship that we have with ourselves is probably going to be the most important relationship you ever have with anyone. So with that, I'm so glad that you are here. You've tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I hope that you can listen, learn, and laugh with me. And I want to share some of the guests that we have today. Grant Leboff is on our line right now, and we're going to be talking about stickier marketing. And he's been on our show before. He's got some great tips. Next, we're going to talk with Katya Gorkoka, and she has been in the circus, but she's going to tell us about Circus Vargas this weekend. They are over in Thousand Oaks. We've given lots of tickets away. I've got another couple pairs that I'd love to get out there for you. And of course, they are teaming up with FoodShare, so it's a win-win right there. So we'd love to share that. And also, we have Paula Preston Holtman and her book, Not My Mother's 60. So with that, I hope that you stay with us all the way through. I want to remind you, when you call in, leave us your name, your number, and your email, and what you're calling about. And also, we have a newsletter that goes out every single week. We hope that you ask to be a part of that, and that comes in your email. And then follow us. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, all those places, because there's more chances to win, more chances to find out about all of our guests. And also, if you miss any part of our show, I hope that you download our podcast. And of course, that is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. With that, Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
We do have Taste of Camarillo Kim, the longest running wine and food festival in Ventura County, Camarillo Ranch House. That's Sunday, July 30th, 1 to 4 o'clock. Circus Vargas is back in Thousand Oaks through this weekend. That's going to be a whole lot of fun for the family with the Steam Cirque Caneo Food and Wine Festival. You can sample the best food, wine, and beer, desserts, all that Caneo Culinary Community has to offer, and that is going to be happening on Sunday, June 25th, 1:30 to 5:30. California Kettle Corn is high-quality kernels, hand-popped and homemade. That's a great gift from Kim. And finally, the Rubicon Theater, and we had them on the air earlier today, and it's going to be so much fun. Aladdin Jr., that is one to bring the family to. The kids are going to love it. And then there's one for the adults, which is Tequila and Taco, the festival. Music festival is happening. It's California's largest traveling tequila and taco music festival, and that's in downtown Ventura, and that will be set for July 22nd, Saturday, Sunday. Big party.
There you go. And one more. We've got the 24th annual Oxnard Salsa Festival. And of course, that is one of the hottest summer events. And of course, that's happening July 29th and 30th. And that's over at the Plaza Park in downtown Oxnard. And of course, Tom, thank you so much for mentioning all those great ones. I'd love to start off with, we've got a couple pairs of tickets still left for tomorrow's Caneo Food and Wine Festival. And of course, you can go sample the best wine, beer, food, desserts, all that stuff. And that's happening over at Caneo Culinary Community. And that is over off of Jan's Road at the church over there. And that is happening tomorrow from 1:30 to 5:30. So give us a call. I'd love to share those tickets with someone. If you're just tuning in with us right now, I thank you so much for being here. And I'd love to introduce my first guest. Grant, are you there?
Hi, Kim. Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
Nice to be with you.
Good.
I'm great, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm very good, thanks. I love you are like a marketing guru. And tell us a little bit about who you are for any of my listeners that might have not heard you the last time.
Yeah, so I work in marketing. I work as a strategic consultant, but I also speak all around the world at conferences about marketing and helping businesses with marketing strategies to make them more effective.
I love it. And of course, your book here again, I love this, the way these books feel, these kind, you know. What is that? Is that a part of marketing right there?
Yeah, well, it is, isn't it? It's very perfect. I know it's got a, I'm not sure what they call it, but
it's almost like a velvet or like a suede.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, of course, this is your second edition, and it's how to win customers in a digital age. Pretty much everything is digital now, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you think about it. If you want a new product or service or to buy something today, the first things that you do are go online and do a search and ask your friends and colleagues, and even that will often end up with a digital message on a message app or something.
Correct, correct. So what are some of the biggest impacts in communication? I mean, if you were trying to really market yourself, or let's say market my show, what would you, you know, and do you people hire you to find out how to get their name out there?
Yeah, absolutely. So people do hire me exactly that reason, to build brand awareness, to build their reputation, to get them out there. And yeah, there are a number of strategies that we can employ, 100%.
Okay, so perfect. So, and of course, now you are in England, correct?
Yeah, I work globally, but yeah, I'm based in North London. Exactly.
So,
right.
Okay, so here you are across the world, but you would be able to help me in my radio.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, the principles of great marketing, if you understand how the digital world works, don't really change. You just have to apply them differently because of the product or the service or whatever that you're marketing. But the actual principles stay pretty much the same.
Okay. So what would you say, one, would be the biggest impact for, you know, I'm going to use my business, but anybody's business?
Yeah, so that's a huge question. But
I know.
Let me just start.
I like to start off with a big one first, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I don't know if people, your listeners, have thought about it like this before, but marketing used to be the art of interrupting someone else's audience.
Mm.
So if you like, you know, years ago, there might be a magazine that was read by people that you wanted to get to, you know, potential purchasers of your products or services. And so you may pay to put an advertisement in that magazine in order to interrupt those people. So you captured their eyeballs, you paid for it just for a few seconds because you thought that might be a good audience for you. So that's how it used to work, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
But today it's different, because today, if you think your digital channels are some of your best ways to market, but if you take your website or your blog or your Facebook page or your YouTube channel, you can post lots of great content and video and wonderful things up there, but from a standing start, you've got no audience. That no one's just going to suddenly gravitate towards it.
Okay.
So the idea is, you need, in marketing today, you want to build your own audience and retain it. And therefore, to come back to your question, now we set the scene, if you like, what's the biggest thing that you and your listeners can do to build their audience quickly? Think about the individuals that already have access to the audience you want. What are the businesses and companies and individuals that have access to the audience you would like? And how can you work with those people?
Oh.
So, for example, could you interview them? Could you interview them?
Right.
Could you do a webinar with them? Could you ask them to guest blog, or could you guest blog for them? Which ways could you create value for your audience and let them create value for their audience by partnering with them? Because essentially what you're doing is you're borrowing the eyeballs they have.
Oh, I like that. Okay. So if you have to obviously be on the same place, you know what I mean? You have to have the same values, correct?
You're exactly right. So you want to think about who's got the audience that you would like, who's already captured that or has some of it. But yes, you want to align yourself with people with similar values. That's very important, obviously, for your own reputation. You're right.
Correct, correct. Because people might go, oh, I really like that, but is that in line with your business? So that's something very important to think about.
Yeah, you're 100% right. And actually, when you think about the way that we buy, we often don't buy from people because we like what they do, but we often buy from brands and people because we like what they stand for.
Right.
So those values become very, very important.
That's interesting. Okay. And so, one, so you kind of start your circular marketing, I guess you would say, right? The people that maybe are similar to you but might have more, a bigger market.
Yeah, they may have access to a marketplace that you already like. They've captured, they've got some of that attention. And of course, it can be mutually beneficial because you may have some of the market that I also want to contact. So by putting something together, by doing something together, you're sharing those eyeballs, if you like. So, you know, what we often do when I work with businesses is we might look at aligned businesses, businesses that have similar things in common. They're not exactly the same, where you can put a joint seminar together or joint webinar together. And if you both invite your audiences, you're speaking to double the crowd.
Okay, so let me ask you another question. I do want to remind anybody that's just showing up here and tuning in with us that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Grant LaBoff, and we're talking about stickier marketing, how to win customers in a digital age. Facebook. Or let's ask you, what digital platform do you feel is the biggest one and the most valuable? Or can you even really say that?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, the answer that I always give back to people is the best digital platform for you is the one your customers use. So, you know, you think to yourself, where do my customers hang out? What are the platforms that my customers use? You know, is it LinkedIn? Is it Facebook? Is it Twitter? Is it Snapchat? Is it Instagram? What are the, I mean, I'm sure, you know, there'd be multiple channels.
Right.
But which are the platforms my customers use? And they're the platforms that you want to be active on. Interestingly enough, you mentioned Facebook. You know, Facebook is so huge now.
Right.
That really and truly, for most businesses, some of your customer base is going to be on that platform because it's just so big. I mean, they're close to having 2 billion users.
Right, right.
So I think Facebook's one that most businesses don't want to ignore.
Exactly.
But for other businesses, you know, it will be different.
Okay, so let's just concentrate on Facebook for a second. So
sure.
Facebook, okay, you have a business page, you have a personal page. How do you increase it? There's so many places where it says, you know, you can buy. Or you sponsor it, a sponsor. Do you recommend that?
Yeah, well, Facebook has so many great tools now and analytics tools as well to measure your effectiveness. The first thing I would always say to people is you've got to start with the content. You know, if you're going to have a Facebook page, you've got to say, what are the things I can put on that page that are going to be a real value to my customers, things that are really going to give them value, hints, tips, ideas, whether it's competitions, because, you know, unless you've got something that they'd want to share and they'd want to like, you're missing out on the biggest part of any social platform, which is the social sharing, because it's always member get member. So you need something that's shareable. And that always means, by the way, not just giving great value, but making sure you move people emotionally. So if you think about this, you never share anything that doesn't connect with you emotionally, whether it makes you laugh or cry or shocks you or gives you a real aha moment. Unless it moves you emotionally, you don't share it.
Got it. Okay.
So it's something that people always have to think. Once you've done that, there are lots of ways you can sort of get viewers on Facebook.
Okay, so what are some of those ways?
So there are a couple of things that I would always say. You can boost posts, and you can boost posts to a demographic audience, so you can choose people that like certain things, people that have certain hobbies, people of a certain age, people in a certain geographical location. So you can choose all sorts of different criteria for who you want to boost to. You can also boost through your network. So, you know, you can take your own network and pay Facebook to boost the post to connections of yours, if you like, because sometimes those might be the best people to go to.
So when you say boost, what would you be paying for, you know what I mean? Like, what's an average that you would be paying?
Oh, well, the great thing is, I'd always say to people, start with small amounts. You know, start with $50, start with $75. Start with small amounts of money because you get great analytics and you can see if it's being effective. You know, what's it costing you to get a view? Is that acceptable for you? You know, if you get a lot of views and you're saying, well, I'm paying 20 cents for a view of my video, you might think that's great value for you. You know, it depends on obviously the product or service you're selling. If it's costing you $7 a view, you might say, no, this isn't quite working. I need to change what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I always say to people, start with very small amounts and then look at your analytics, and incrementally you can improve what you're doing by tweaking the content, tweaking where you're posting and everything else.
Now, is it important to have a lot of likes as opposed to friends?
That's a good question.
I know.
I mean, like, likes in some ways have no value. And I don't mean that, you know, what's the value of a like? But it is social proof, of course. And social proof is a big influence on human behavior. So if I go to a page and I can see they've been liked 75,000 times, obviously I think, gosh, these people are really popular. If I see they've had 6 likes, it doesn't feel like such a popular page.
Correct.
So it's important from that point of view. I'm not sure there's value beyond that for you, but there is some value there. There is some value there.
Okay. And friends?
Friends are great because, you know, those connections are people that you can engage with, and that's the purpose. In marketing, you want to be able to engage with your client base and interact. And obviously, once people are friends, you can do that in a better way. The other thing that a lot of people don't know about Facebook, which is a really great tool since we're talking about that platform, is you can do a lookalike. So you can take your current customers and you can upload their emails into Facebook. It's all encrypted. There's no data problems. Facebook don't get that data. You're not breaching anybody's trust.
All right, great. So likes of on Facebook, the likes lookalike. Talk to me.
Yeah, look right. Do you want me to go back to that?
Yeah.
Talk about
Yeah.
So there's a great tool on Facebook which people don't know about called Lookalikes. And what you can do is you can take your current customer database, those email addresses, and upload them to Facebook. It's all encrypted, so there's no data protection issues. You're not breaching your customers' trust or giving their data away. There's nothing like that. It's all encrypted, but you load it up to Facebook. And Facebook will take that data and it will go and find other people like them.
Oh, and how do you go about doing that?
Yeah, if you go on Facebook and put in the lookalikes in their search, you'll get some information. They're pretty good at giving you information about how these things work.
So wow.
You can go on there and do that. But that's a really, really powerful tool because what you're actually doing is marketing to people like your existing customers, which obviously are people that are likely to want to buy. So that's, I would recommend that. That's a good tool for people.
Wow, that's a great one. Okay, I love that. So, okay, I mean, you've given us some like amazing stuff. I want to have you back on because you always do such a great job. What are we going to find in your book?
Yes, so the book really explains how the digital age has changed marketing, and it gives you a lot of the strategies and techniques and tactics for marketing your company effectively in a world where, as we said at the top of the interview, you know, everything's online now and everything's going digital.
Wow, that's great. Okay. Where do we find your book, Grant?
Yeah, it's on Amazon and at all good bookshops. And the other place you can go, if you go to my own website, stickymarketing.com, there's a link there and you can find the book that way as well.
Okay. Some really good tips. And again, thank you so much for being here, a guest again on our show, The Kim Pagano Show. And please share our show and our podcast. You can download our podcast off of iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show and share that with all of your other mates out there.
Thank you for having me on, Kim. It's
you
been
great. Got it, Grant. Thank you again. I'll talk to you soon. All right.
Thanks.
We are going to, let's just move into Katya. And Katya, are you there?
Hi, it's Katya. Yes.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. I know that we are, this weekend, it's all about Circus Vargas, and I'm really excited to share with everybody. And, of course, you guys are teaming up with the Food Share, correct?
Yes, absolutely, yes. We are gathering food for Food Share, and we're encouraging everybody that comes to Circus Vargas to bring at least 3 food items, and then they'll get a 20% discount to see the show. So
oh,
it's,
what a great idea. Okay.
A great show and donate.
Okay, so they just need to bring 3 food items.
Yes, 3 non-perishable food items. So
okay.
Can be boxes, cans, you know, things of that nature. And we'll give 20% off their tickets, and okay, they'll get to see a great show, one of the best ones ever. Some of us here have seen it in Ventura already.
Yep.
But we're back for more. We're here in Thousand Oaks, right off Jans Road, Highway 23 and Jans Road, right off the freeway at Conejo Creek Park. And
oh, okay. Is that right behind? Is it at the soccer fields or behind the library?
Pretty much in front of the soccer field.
Yeah, okay, got it.
Right off the road, yeah.
Got it. Okay, perfect. And so what are we going to expect to see?
Circus Vargas has their new show, Steam Cirque. It's a two-hour extravaganza. You'll see acrobatics and thrill acts and comedy, live music. And we'll have a pre-show for the kids every show, half an hour before the show starts. So come early. With your ticket purchase, you can bring your kids in the ring for free. They can learn some circus skills with some of our performers, have a little bit of fun, see a little bit of what it takes to be a circus performer. And then right after that, we'll have, of course, the big show with all our exciting new acts to relax from all over the world. Motorcycles, flying trapeze, jugglers, hula hoop artists, single trapeze artists, clowns, comedy, music. And, our clowns are very modern. They don't carry any makeup. They're more like they make you laugh. They have a little bit of, funny hairdo, like Stevie. He plays music and he pokes fun at his brother. And he's a little guy and he has fun with the audience. And, of course, we got the most amazing motorcycle act.
I know. Oh, my God. That scares me every year. I love it, though. It's like one of those you want to close your eyes, but at the same time watch, right? You know?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, Katia, tell us a little bit about how you were part of the circus and your husband, correct?
Yes. Me and my husband, we co-own Circus Vargas. We've owned it now for the last 11 years. We're really excited, especially since this is the circus, the company that we actually met on when we were young performers ourselves. So I was a juggler. My husband was a flying trapeze artist. That was back in the 80s. And the original owner, Clifford Vargas, scouted acts from all over the world, just like we do nowadays. And he scouted my family's act from Europe, my husband's act from South America. We came to Circus Vargas. We met on the show, and whoever knew at one point Circus Vargas would be up for sale, and we were able to purchase it and keep also, circus tradition and the memories alive, because so many people in California especially remember having gone to see Circus Vargas as a kid, and it was almost disappeared about 12 years ago.
Yes.
So my husband and myself said, you know what, this can't go away. This circus is very special. It means so much to so many people. You know, we want to keep it alive. We want to keep it going for the next generation, for our family's next generation, but also for all the next generation of kids that are now growing up and want their kids to
know.
Be their kids.
I know. I have grandchildren now, and I can't wait to come see it again, And I just think it's amazing. It's family. There's something special about it. I love it. And again, like you talked about the generations of the artists. I love it. And what a thing where it comes to your town. So I'm excited that you guys had, really chose to keep it going.
Yes. And, we also, besides the food share that we love helping the food share organization here, which is nonprofit, and we very much enjoy helping them. We also have a special discount for military families.
Oh,
so military
okay.
Staff, please come down. We have special discounts for you guys. You can even purchase them online at circusvargas.com. There is a special military discount there. And, we're here just 5 days. Today is a grand opening day, 7:30 tonight. We have two shows tomorrow, 4 and 7:30. Then we have three shows on Saturday, three shows on Sunday, starting already at 12:30 in the morning, 3:30 in the afternoon, and I believe 7 o'clock at night. And our last show is Monday at 6:30. Don't miss us. We only come once a year for 5 days, but you're going to have loads of fun. You're going to have a good time. It's going to be an experience.
What time is the show on Monday?
6:30 is the last show on Monday. Yeah.
6:30 on Monday. Okay, great. Okay.
Yeah. And our whole goal here is to create memories that last a lifetime.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I brought my kids last year and they love, I was a ringmaster. That was kind of fun. But just so much fun. And all the people that you pull into the ring, right?
So. Yeah. And wholesome fun, everything is very much for the entire family. You can feel good about bringing your 2-year-old. The teenagers will have fun.
Yeah.
And you can feel good about bringing your 90-year-old grandma. Everybody's going to have a good time at Circus Vargas, and everybody's going to like something about the show.
Okay. I so appreciate you being here, a guest here, to share this again. And, of course, this one is in Thousand Oaks. And if for some reason you can't get to this one, there's going to be 5 days. I'm sure hopefully my listeners will be able to get there. But then you move on. And so you can go on their website and see where you're going to be next, correct? So you can just go to circusvargas.com. But this weekend, they're going to be at Caneo Creek South Park. And, of course, that is all the way up to the 26th. So definitely, we've got a couple pairs of tickets that we'd love to share with our listeners. And, again, I thank you so much for being here.
Yes, thank you. And the weather's going to be great. It's going to cool down a little bit over the weekend. So it's going to be fantastic circus weather. Circus Vargas, don't forget us. Come down and come have a great time.
There you go. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk with Paula Preston Holtman about Not My Mother's 60. I don't know if any of you can relate to that. It's going to be fun. But I would love to give some stuff away again. And we've got Caneo Food and Wine Festival, and that's happening tomorrow. I've got a couple pairs of tickets. Actually, one pair of tickets. We gave all of them away. One pair of tickets that I'd love to share with my listeners, and that's in Thousand Oaks off of Jans Road, 1:30 to 5:30. And again, that's tomorrow. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Again, stay with us. We'll be right back. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
I'm up on a tight wire. One side's ice and one is fire. It's a circus game with you and me. I'm up on a tightrope. One side's hate and one is hope.
Big one's back. Circus Vargas, Circus Vargas, Circus Vargas. The biggest big top.
Circus Vargas presents their amazing new production, Steam Cirque, under the big top at the Ventura County Fairgrounds, May 25th through the 29th. And coming soon to Thousand Oaks in San Luis Obispo. See death-defying acrobats, comedians, daredevils, and much more. Buy your tickets today at CircusVargas.com. For the finest in family entertainment and memories that last a lifetime, don't miss Circus Vargas.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being here. And of course, we got that June gloom going on, but I think that it's going to be another amazing weekend. And I'm really excited to share my next guest. She's in studio. And actually, we have a little circle of friends. You know, it's funny how I think, you know, you never know kind of who you are close to and how, you know, just different demographics. Anyways, I want to introduce Paula Preston Holtman, and her book is Not My Mother's 60. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Kim.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself and what inspired you to write this book.
Well, thank you. You know, I've lived here in Ventura County for close to 40 years and have raised my kids here, had a wonderful life, celebrated every birthday I ever had. Then the big 60 approached, and I really found myself as a positive a person as I am, in a really negative place about it. That number scared me. Mm-hmm. And I never really felt that before. I celebrated every birth I ever had.
You know
what?
I love that you said celebrated. It was like an epiphany. And somebody, in fact, I'm actually meeting them today. But I said, we don't celebrate our friendships. You know what I mean? We celebrate our birthdays. We celebrate our anniversaries. We don't just celebrate are the people that we relish around us. And so you're absolutely right. But, it's an art because sometimes you can't get in the mindset, you know, because it's your birthday or because it's your date night or because it's, you know, how do you get there? You know, and as we, you know, a lot of people have gone through little depressions in their life.
And when it happens, it was kind of unexpected.
Yeah.
You know, my name is Paula, but people call me Paula Anna because I have such a positive outlook on things. And this was really kind of a wake-up call. And I realized in doing some soul searching that I had a vision in my head that I think we all do as we're younger, you know, raising our families or at whatever point in our life, where a number represents a certain look, a certain vision. And here I was approaching the 60s. And felt like I felt every other day, and it wasn't really matching up to the vision or what I had, that expectation of what it was going to look like.
What was your expectation?
Well, you know, I remember my mom at 60, my mom had a young teenager because I came along very late in their life. But I think it was just kind of what the media sells you, what advertisers sell you about that. It was time to slow down. It was time to, you know, plan your retirement. And those are all good things in a way. But it was just in my mind, I was still out there dancing, having fun, enjoying friends. I didn't feel any different. And that I gave too much power to the number. And that was my big wake-up call, that it's not going to be my mother's 60 of slowing down, you know, wearing that crown of that new decade as kind of a way to to change my life. I wanted to be active and enjoy it. And honestly, it's what the new 60 is the new 40. I know.
I was just going to say, yeah, that is so true. And you know, and yet at the same time, you know, we don't have control over our bodies, right?
Absolutely.
I always say this is the, you know, transportation we were given, and we do our best to not maybe that, you know, to stay slim, to stay healthy, to stay, you know, active, right?
Exactly.
But, you know, we really don't have a lot of control over it. And once I relinquished my control, because that's probably like another thing, right? I mean, it's
absolutely
a little bit of a letdown.
Well, you know, you cannot deny the, you know, the effects of gravity and age and how much wear you have on your tires,
right,
so to speak. But you can do things to adjust lifestyles and do things that you still love to do. It may be a little bit different. It may look different. But it's still you being active. One thing I did notice was that I was doing things more from a health perspective than a beauty's perspective. I looked at myself, I said, no, this weight needs to come off.
So did you lose a lot of weight?
Well, you know, there's a chapter in my book the chapter is called You Are Beautiful. And no, I've never really had weight issues.
You don't look like you had to lose.
Except as a child.
Okay.
I went from a skinny little 5-year-old who had the obligatory tonsillectomy that all kids had back in the 50s. And I got an appetite and started eating
ice cream,
being a latchkey kid, being home alone more than other kids. And I started, by the time I was 10 years old, I was the little fat girl in the class, and fat shaming is real. And it left me scarred in many ways. And it's, you know, I talk about the different chapters. My book, I like to think, is very uplifting and has a story for people of all ages. But the big takeaway from that was, even when I dieted myself into early menopause and near anorexia, I never saw myself as thin enough. So it's body images that
are
important.
And I totally think I'm a hair therapist. I do hair. And it's so true. So many people come in and I'm like, okay, so, you know, tell me a little bit about yourself. And they'll be like, ugh, I don't like anything. And I'm like, okay, let's start all over. You know, what do you love about yourself? Mm-hmm. And it's really hard for them to see the goodness. So I'm going to go, okay, so you have beautiful eyes, you have beautiful smile, and they start to flourish. Mm-hmm. It's interesting but we have this negative talk. And I think, you know, I just said on our last show that, you know, the relationship that we have with ourselves is probably the most important message and person that we're going to ever have a relationship with. Why do we want to walk around with this negative person or this enemy all the time? We have to learn to lift ourselves up.
So true. And I think it really was one of the reasons I set out. Honestly, I didn't set out to write a book. I started a blog to help kind of my own self-therapy to get through.
Because that's
I
knew usually in my heart, where we start. Yeah.
Yes. It was really a matter of me being grateful for what I had, reflecting on my life, and saying, I'm going to be a new and improved super adult. I use the term instead of senior citizen. I use the term super adult.
I love that.
And it has a wonderful story behind it. It happened while I was writing my blog, which was 30 days of writing a post each day in the 30 days preceding my 60th birthday. And just on Facebook one day during this time, a friend was in Scotland and posted a picture of themselves with the fare schedule for a tourist train of some sort. And it listed the price for children, for adults, and for super adults. And I thought, that's it.
That's a great
We're
name.
Super adults. Yeah. So my book is really about your journey towards super adulthood making super adulthood whatever you want it to be.
I love it. So again, I just want to remind anybody that's just starting their day, waking up with us. We're so grateful that you are here. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I've got Paula Preston Holtman in our studio right now. And of course, her book is Not My Mother 60. When you think of your mother, and I hope do you still have your mother?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I lost my mother at a young age again because my parents were in their mid-40s when I was born.
Okay. When you say her 60 as opposed to your 60, was it more matronly?
Well, yes. You know, her 60, my mother was born in 1908.
Okay.
So she,
So
she was 60, you know, at a time when the women's movement wasn't a part of
Correct.
The world.
Wow.
So
yeah.
There was an expectation. She was working. My parents owned their own business in the San Fernando Valley. So she was a busy, loving, wonderful, wise person. But there was that matronly side. I can picture her gray hair and her cute dresses, and pretty dresses. I shouldn't say cute because they were all very appropriate for the age.
Right.
So that was kind of where I was, what had been imprinted on me.
Right. That was kind of almost like what you didn't want to. I mean, obviously you respected your mom in her way,
exactly.
But you wanted a different way for you.
And it represented aging in a way that is stereotypical and not necessarily accurate. And I think it, more than being, you know, matronly, it was just feeling that nothing had changed from 59 to 60. Nothing was different. So
it's just an age.
It's
and
an
it's
age and
number.
It's a number.
Yeah, absolutely. So now each chapter of your book features a life experience. So let's share some of those takeaways. Can you?
Sure. Yeah, I wrote the blog as a way to just reflect, as I said, on my life. And mm-hmm. There's chapters on my marriage. My husband and I met as high school friends. It developed into a romance, and we eventually were married, and we'll be celebrating 43 years of marriage
in
July. Oh, my
God, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's
Thank
like
you.
A lifetime with yeah, somebody.
It is.
That's awesome.
Let's just
hit on that for a second. Was it always good?
I always say there's a chapter in the book about that.
Okay.
Because people have asked. I just recently retired, and before that, I worked with much younger people in a wonderful career with nonprofits. So I had a lot of young idealistic people just getting started out in their careers, and they would look at me and say, "Paula, how?" And they knew George. They knew my husband. What's the secret to your success? And I kind of put it into a recipe of sorts. You know, what we started out as best friends. I was into the peace movement, and he was in folk music, and he was into muscle cars in high school. He was popular. Everybody knew my husband. I was shy and bookish, and again, my own personal self-image issues. I like to fall back in the corner and not be noticed. But our friendship evolved, and we counseled each other through different breakups.
Yeah.
And I think the friendship base and was really the key to our success as a marriage. But I say, you know, wedded bliss also has wedded blizzards.
Oh, yeah.
And we've had them.
Yeah.
And, you know, things just didn't, they felt, things were off, and our conversations were stilted, and it just wasn't fun. And it could have been monetary. It could have been, you know, the pressure of the kids, of work,
right,
life.
But you just hung in there.
We did.
And you know what? I really think, because that's something I really want to stress, and is it doesn't, you know, everybody always thinks the grass gets greener on the other side till the weeds come up, okay? But if you have a good guy, or you have a good woman, or you have a good relationship, you know, sometimes it's like cycles, you know?
Absolutely. And yeah, those cycles, in our case, you know, we're fortunate, and I'm the first to recognize that we are blessed with a marriage that had much more calm waters than stormy ones.
Right.
But we definitely have learned how to weather those, and it's just with absolute love. Our relationship has been worth it.
That's cool. That's great. Congratulations. All right. So talk about, you know, some takeaways, and I guess you have some word wisdoms in there, right?
I do. You know, as I was writing the book, Kim, I realized that I was telling my story. I started this as just self-help. But in each story, there was something to say that was kind of a moral or a takeaway. And as I was personally building them to say, this is why 60 is okay, this is why, you know, life is great, I realized that people of all ages could gain from perhaps what was the takeaway from each story.
Well, I believe that we all have gifts, right? And you shared yours.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And for me, it was just a matter of wrapping up, adding kind of a moral to my story. And I thought it would be fun to do it in three words. And so each chapter has a three-word title, from nurture loving relationships to buy cute shoes. I mean, there are things, some are funny and some are very serious. There's a chapter called Know Your Penguins, and penguins, it has to do with friendship. So the three words became my takeaways to share with people of all ages, because these were not things that happened to me at 60. These were things that were part of my journey through life. And that's why I've gotten such positive feedback from the young'uns, I call them, the young people in my life and my kids and friends, who maybe saw the title and thought, oh, this doesn't apply to me yet. And then read it and say, wow. And, you know,
wait a minute, it does.
Yeah, this
yeah.
does. I can see what wow. you're talking about with parenting.
And I love that. Will you stay with me? Because we need to take a really quick break. But I love what we're talking about. And I want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we've been giving stuff away all morning long. And, of course, we've got Circus Vargas. That's happening this weekend all the way till Monday. We've got Caneo Food and Wine Festival, and that's happening tomorrow. And then we've got Rubicon Theater tickets that are coming up, and we've been giving those away. We've got the Taste of Camarillo, and that is happening July 30th, 1 to 4, over at the Camarillo Ranch. And then I've got some California Kettle Corn, and if you haven't tasted California Kettle Corn, I'd love to share a bag with you. And, of course, that's got my picture and my stuff on it, but you could have your stuff on it, too, if you have a business that you would love to share. So call in right now. I'd love to share that with you at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You, who are on the road,
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117 or visit mikeforloans.com, NMLS number 248433.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's gonna do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's gonna change your life. She's gonna change the life of your hair, and she's gonna end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Big one's back. Circus Vargas, Circus Vargas, Circus Vargas. The biggest big top. Back in town.
Circus Vargas presents their amazing new production, Steam Cirque, under the big top at the Ventura County Fairgrounds, May 25th through the 29th. And coming soon to Thousand Oaks in San Luis Obispo. See death-defying acrobats, comedians, daredevils, and much more. Buy your tickets today at CircusVargas.com. For the finest in family entertainment and memories that last a lifetime, don't miss Circus Vargas.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being here. I do want to remind you that we are here from 6 to 8 every Saturday. But if you want to hear more of our shows, just download our podcast at iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And you can do that on all your smartphones. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. And again, if you have something to share and you'd love to do it here on The Kim Pagano Show, just call us or email us at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. With that, we have Paula Preston Holtman in our studio. We're talking about Not My Mother's 60, and really cute little book, and it really just talks about your journeys. Have friends over, okay? And we're almost at the end of our show, but is one of your things. I love having friends over. Some people don't take advantage of their own beautiful homes, right?
Well, they don't, and we happen to have one of those homes that we call it Party Central.
Yeah.
We have a lovely backyard. We've had weddings. We've had all
so
sorts of events
yes,
at our house.
Exactly, yeah.
And I realized that, you know, it, as much as I love to entertain with a flourish, that people don't come for that reason. And that chapter, really, the takeaway from that is don't worry if your plates don't match or the food is takeout. Get people together at your home. Being in is more important, not what you have, but who you have
with you. I totally agree. And you know what? The people that have nice homes, oh, my God, share them. Right? I mean,
absolutely.
That's what it's all about. Save stuff wisely. Talk to me about that really quick.
I realize at this point in my life, well, I've always been the family's historian, so to speak, and you end up with a lot of stuff. And at points, I realize that my family may be giving me their stuff to get clear out their closets, But you have to really recognize what you're collecting, what you're keeping, and whether it's important to keep that thing, that tangible thing, or if it's the memory of those things that's the most important.
That's interesting.
And so that chapter really focuses on, ask yourself, is it the memory or the thing itself? Do you really need to keep that item? Somebody had a great piece of advice for me after they read that chapter and said, if it's something you really cherish, I'll give you an example. We were cleaning out our garage. My son, who will be 40 this year, all of his baseball trophies were there. He didn't want them. They just took up room at this point in time, so I took pictures of them.
That's what I knew you were going to say. That. Yeah, that is so true. Mm-hmm. And really quick, keep family connected.
That chapter is a very personal one. I come from a wide age skew in my family. My brother was 19. My sister was 16 when I was born. It wasn't until after my sister lost her battle with cancer that the whole story emerged. But she, when she was 16, became pregnant, an unwed mother was the term back in the 50s. And what they did back then was she was sent to a home where she gave birth to the child. It was something that I think haunted her entire life.
Right.
When she was dealing with her cancer, she wanted her daughters to know about this.
Right.
And so they...
Keep
the family together.
Yeah.
And we connected with that adoptive son, and that's how we've stayed connected with him.
And with your sister.
And my sister was there. Every time he's with us, we can feel her presence.
I love it. Paula, I thank you so much for sharing your book here, sharing your journey, really, is what it is. Where do my listeners find your book? And, of course, it's called Not My Mother's 60. And, of course, it's a baby boomer's wisdom of life's journey towards super adulthood. I love that.
Thank you.
Where did they find it?
They can always order it online. It's available as a Kindle edition on Amazon or as a paperback, also on Barnes & Noble. And any bookstore can order the book for you as well. If you live locally, visit my website, and I'm more than happy to get one to you, even autographed.
Okay, perfect. All right. We are at the end of our show. Did we have amazing guests? I'm so grateful for all the people that touch my show and that I have a part of sharing them with you. Again, I hope that everybody has an amazing weekend. And of course, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I always end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Your dream doesn't have an expiration date. Take a deep breath and try again. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'll talk to you next week.